Michiganders will elect two state Supreme Court justices in November. Mary Kelly is an attorney in Southeast Michigan. She served in the St. Clair County Prosecutor's Office for 30 years. Kelly is one of the Republican Party's nominees, and as part of our series of candidate interviews, she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
As a prosecutor in St. Clair County, you ran the Criminal Sexual Conduct Unit, which handled sexual and physical abuse cases against children. Today, you're the county's guardian ad litem, working with children who are involved in cases of neglect. Could you share an example of a case that changed the way you think about our legal system in Michigan?
Well, I have tried more cases than I can even count. And for so many years, these cases didn't come forward. Children were afraid to talk. Parents and teachers and other members of the community didn't really know how to handle this information. You know, with a child victim, they're not adults and they're scared. And the thought of putting them, you know, in front of a jury and just being able to make it comfortable as possible. You know, when you're in a prosecutor's office for 30 years, you know, you see a lot of legislative change and just different focuses on various areas of the law that didn't seem so important at one point in time, but then it becomes very important.
We're in the midst of a national debate over police practices and how policing should look into the future. And as we've mentioned, you spent decades as a prosecutor working with police to handle cases. It's possible that we will see litigation in the future related to police practices. How would you pull back to view those types of issues without the prosecutor's mindset you had when you were in that job?
I believe that in every profession, there's those that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're an embarrassment to the profession. You know, being somebody that has worked hard all my life and my reputation, you know, when I'm arguing before a jury representing victims of crime and asking for conviction, it better be a well-investigated case. It all better be truthful. And there should not be any tolerance in any profession for those that aren't following the rules and are creating injustices for others.
The court is not a diverse group. All of the current justices are white. You're also white, and this is something we're asking all of the candidates. How can the court work to take into account the realities of Michigan's diverse population?
It always boils down to being fair and to being equal. And as a judge or a justice, it's the responsibility of that person to interpret the law in the manner it was written. If laws are not interpreted in the manner in which they were written by the legislature, then they're not being applied fairly and equally. And unfortunately, Kurt Wilder was a wonderful justice. And he was up for a re-election a few years back, and he lost in the election, and that was very unfortunate for the court.
And we should note that Curtis Wilder was the last African-American justice to sit on the state Supreme Court. I'd like to ask you to pull back and look at another aspect of the courts, the state's problem-solving courts. These are courts that deal with specific legal issues that come up. You have a lot of experience in those courts in drunk driving cases. How do you see their role in the state's overall legal system?
I definitely believe in dealing with the problem. Otherwise, people are going to cycle back. I was part of a committee that brought reform back in the early 2000s. We put a wonderful program into our county jail. It's a 30-day inpatient program that focuses on dealing with the substance abuse and help these individuals so that they're not continuing to cycle through the same problems.
Mary Kelly is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll wrap up our series. I'll talk with Democratic Party nominee and current Supreme Court Chief Justice Bridget Mary McCormick. And you can find all of our earlier candidate interviews at michiganradio.org.